and with the lesson treatment. Non-important. You can, the important thing, the gist, the very purpose you can take out from any place. That is Hamsa. And Paramahamsa, and he is very expert in that area. He never deviates for a moment from the world of substance into that of non-substance. This cover is always with the substance, Paramahamsa. Same person, extraordinary. And he was white clad, but he was above many sannyasins. We have heard direct from our Guru Maharaj this. And also we have seen with our own eyes these practices. Practices in life. One who gets bhakti, he is more beggar, greater beggar. Is it not? Who can beg bhakti? Who has got it?
Best collector.
More you get, more you want. This is the nature of bhakti. So his kanal, he says that I have not bhakti. Mahaprabhu told, na prema gandhasti darabhi me haru, krandami shubhagya bharam prakashitam. I am the first class hypocrite, Mahaprabhu. He's blaming his own self, looking towards us. The purity, the standard of purity is has no end. It has not end. But here purity ends. No such thought is possible. So he says, na prema gandhasti darapi niharo, not even a drop of devotion in me. Krandami, then why do you weep so much? You wail so much, you cry aloud. You are showing so many signs of separation. Saubhagyabharam prakar. It is only to purchase name from the public. Fame, name and fame, pratishtha. Now, Krandami, Saubhagyo, you see, how fortunate I am. I have got Krishna prema. Only to canvas. This is my real object, innate object. Why you say so? Bhamsi vilasya nano loka nana vina vibharmi jat prana patanga kandita. This is proof positive. Because I am sustaining my body, I am carrying my head, flesh and blood, all these things I am carrying, without having a connection of Krishna. I am tolerating this life separated from His service. This is sufficient to prove that I have such. He's such beautiful, he is, that without getting any connection, one can never live. One must die. If slight, like lightning, one can have the taste of that charm, he can't continue to live. Without further connection. So deep attraction, so deep charm, so deep beauty, that once coming in connection, he can't live, continue his life without having that same thing again. It is impossible to live in separation. And I am doing that. So I have not a real attraction for him. Then I could not tolerate. So beautiful. The separation is intolerable. And because I continue my life of separation, it is sure, a definite proof that I have no proper attraction as it should have been in comparison. In comparison with the intensity of the beauty, the separation, to maintain separation, that is impossible. And because I am doing that, it is a clear proof that I have not a real attraction for him. So, Mahaprabhu says, renounce the beauty, they can say everything. And by anyhow, by bringing us in connection with that thing, we can raise our position. We can raise our position. Raise our position, however slight it may be. But our appreciation from far off of these thoughts and principles, that cannot but improve our position, however slight it may be. This is wealth. This is our wealth and nothing else. This is our wealth, wealth of wealth and nothing else. And we unfortunately may not have any depreciation for such ideals. In future, any longer. That is our utmost prayer. That we may retain our position, how far it may be, in connection, in the relativity of such high ideas. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
আমরা ভক্তির গাঙা আর ভক্তি দরকার করলে মহারাজ
হরি গরম লাগছে এটা একটু সবাই লাগে জামাটা খুলে হরি Bhagavad-gita says, the great epic written by the poet Madhava. Its name is Shishupal Bodh. So, there is a shloka, a poem, where he says, Banakti kalatti jayipi yogyatam. Their association with sadhu, that gives a prophecy of our gain in three span of time, past, present and future. When we are in association with a sadhu, at the present we are gainer by his influence. And it also foretells that in previous time also I had good sukriti, so as I have come, and so this association has been possible. So he says of my past life, indicates my good fortune of the past life, as a result of which I have come to associate. And it also gives us hope for the future. The present talk must produce some good fruit, good result in future. So the association indicates our fortune of the three stages of time, past, present and future. So you have come from so far and are engaging ourselves in these talks, high talks in divinity. We are all grateful to you. In my old age, it is almost impossible that I should come, I should be utilized by my Guru Maharaj in this way to talk about Mahaprabhu. And you friends are coming and extracting me what is stored. I could store from my Guru Maharaj in my heart. That culture. This is life. Sankirtan has been, why Sankirtan has been in the highest phase of sadhana. Sadhana. Sota, Data, both parties, they are benefited. Chaitanya Bhagavat ka Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has one feeds himself, another with hundreds, he feeds hundreds and he feeds himself. Who is better? The Sankirtan, many persons are benefited. And by Japan and other things, he himself. Sankirtan. Sankirtan means preaching. The proper meaning of Sankirtan, not only to speak loud, ordinate music, tone of music, but preaching. To culture, whole self, with the full-fledged capacity to culture, to preach, to get down, to assert the attention, the mind, all can be engaged, cannot but be engaged in get down. We can't say irrelevant. So automatically the concentration must be present there when one is talking about Krishna. But in dhyan and job, we may be unmindful. And so it is best for him who is chanting and at the same time, it is so good for the environment. Sankirtan. Satatam kirtayam tu maam jatantascha dhyabhada. Namaschantascha maam bhakta nitya yukta upasati. Machitta madgata prana. Machitta. In his heart, he gives me madgata prana. Machitta. In his intellect, madgata prana in his heart. Machitta madgata. Chit, that is in his consciousness. And in his heart, the feeling, the abode of sentiment and the feeling, that is also controlled by my presence. Madgata prana. Then it comes out from the heart through the consciousness, intellect. It covers, inundates everything and it comes out. Bodhayanta parasparam. Amongst their own intimate circle, they also try to present and to also receive. Sometimes gives and takes, gives and takes. Bodhayanta, parasparam. One helping another, and he also helping, is to understand. Kathayantashtamang nityam, and also distributing in the lower circles also about him. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. And they find their satisfaction only in that function, and never elsewhere. Man nityam tushyanti, always, always. Always they are engaged themselves in such. Either chatting about Krishna amongst the friendly circle, and sometimes in the form of instruction, delivering the message of Krishna. Kathayantastimam tushyanti, and that is their highest satisfaction. Ramanti, as if the highest ecstasy in satisfaction they can feel there. I mean, connection with that stage of the service of Krishna, Ramaniya Ramana. Even it is mentioned even by Shankara that it is touching, it is aiming at Madhura Rasa of Lila of Bhagavan, Ramantija. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna leads, this Sankirtan leads us to the highest peak of our attainment, this Sankirtan, Naam Sankirtan. Naam Sankirtan kalu paramo paar. Kale dosha nise rajan asti jheku mahanguna. Kirtana Deva Krishna Sha Muktavanda Parangrajit. The negative result, emancipation, and the positive, Parangrajit. You can reach the highest position through this. Apparently, Kali Kal seems to be very unfortunate, but if we can dive deep into it, its nature, we find there the unqualified grace of Krishna underground. That especially he has there given the privilege of taking his name as a method of sadhana, of our realization. So, Kritadishu Paryarajam Kala Vinchanti Sambhava. So, Sukhijivani, the good, fortunate, the fortunate people, good fortune people, they aspire after a birth in Kali Yuga, which is apparently so lower in its conception, in merits. But who understand about the special grace of Krishna for the Kali Yuga, they hankers after a birth in Kali, avoiding Svatya Deta, etc. Such valuable gain is possible in this Kali Yuga, especially Mahaprabhu comes. And he distributes the holy name, and he is alive, especially this Kali, Kirti Kali Valeke, special Kali, in which Radha Govinda Militatanu Yugavata, this Kali Yuga, it is infinitely favorable to our highest fortune, direct connection with the highest form of life, highest form. The king has come to do the function of a magistrate. outwardly in the function of magistrate, temporarily. But really he is the king. So, more than ordinary magistrate, he can grant anything to us. So this Jayavadar Mahaprabhu, this time he is Radha Govinda Mirita Tanu. So from him we can improve our fortune in an immense magnitude, which is which cannot have been overestimated. Gaur Hari Bol.
Gaur Hari Bol.
Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. And this valuable birth of human beings, now we are talking of the same. Talking of them, so fortunate we may consider ourselves to. And this Dham, the Aparad Bhanjan, the Govardhana, Gupta Govardhan, we are here. And Mahaprabhu, our Gurudev, Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, Mahaprabhu, Goswami, they are all over our head. They are, we are under their inspection. They are seeing, they are omniscient. Madhvakta yatta gayanti tatta tisthami narada nahang vasami vaikunthi yogi nang hidaye nacha. Narad, do not make myself present, Vaikunthi, in Vaikuntha, with the relativity of the infinite. My infinite characteristic has no charm for me, Vaikunthi yoginam hidayenacha, not even where the yogis are trying their best to connect with my subtle most knowing, omniscience characteristic, antarjami. They are searching for, they are trying their best to connect with my all-pervading and all-knowing capacity. I don't like to attend there also. Madhvakta yatra gayanti, but really my attraction is only for that assembly where my devotees are singing and dancing with my name. That is my place of attraction really. I clearly say to you, Madhvakta yatra gayanti tatra tisthami narada. When in an assembly, in a congregation, they are talking and singing and dancing about mentioning my name. So that's Sankirtan. They are all attracted. Sankirtan, that was given by Mahaprabhu. And its direct result, consequence is to take one to the highest quarter of the Vrajalila. Vrajalila. Passing through Vaikuntha and others, ignoring and the way. Now, special train. It will reach, stop only in Vrindavan, nowhere in any side. Hari Hari Bol. To the land of beauty and the charm, all controlling. No power, no siddhi, the miracle, to show the miracle, the capacity, Sai Baba and others, they want to show miracle to the people and take them away from the real thing. Dedication. And you gain, thrive by dedication, and lose by seeking enjoyment, exploitation. Daruk is fanning Krishna. But at that time, suddenly, he, some consciousness about his own fortune, peeped in him. Oh, I am so fortunate that I have got the chance of serving my master. And so, he was influenced by that sentiment. His hand stopped. The moving hand was stopped. Then he came to his senses. What? My sentiment about my fortune is causing disturbance in my service. So he is raised with him.
Dhamsari Kulishthane Jatsi Maharaj.
আমি যেখানে আছেন সেইখানে ধাম প্রভুপাদ তার কলি রাখেন নাই প্রভুপাদ কলি রাখেন কলির স্থানকে ধাম বানিয়ে দিয়ে গেছেন মাচ স্ট্রেস ইন দিস সেবন মুখতা অনলি ফিজিক্যাল সাউন্ড is not the Vaikuntha sound, the name. The name proper to have connection with the name proper, the divine name, we must have to attain, to improve our serving spirit. Only through service, through dedication, we can go up. The exploitation, enjoyment and renunciation, these two are the enemies. These two are the enemies, two conceptions. The conception of enjoyment with exploitation, and the elevation, so-called elevation, and also the spirit of renunciation. Spirit of renunciation, that is the greater enemy. That encourages us to the idea that we can live independently. We are independent, but we are not independent. We are constitutionally, we are slave of the slave. And there we thrive. And we have to appreciate that slavery is fortune. This is a big, hard nut to crack, to accept that how slavery can be gain. It is fortune. So, Krishna is so great that his slavery is of high, noble order. He is so good, so great. Without that sort of temperament, it is impossible for us to go and approach, to have any connection, close or intimate connection. He lives in such a high sphere. It is impossible to meet him. So, only by the acceptance of his intimate slavery that we can hope to enter that domain. It is so high for us. So high. So we should try to understand really how slavery can be the highest attainment. On that basis, we shall try to calculate how higher position Krishna holds, and that is spontaneous, and that is happy. The atmosphere is so happy, the very atmosphere. In any way, if we can enter that atmosphere, that zone, we cannot but be happy to our best understanding or best feeling, conception. That will be the evidence, clear evidence. So it is such. That slavery is the highest attainment, then how high zone that must be, we have to conceive in that way. What sort of inconceivable higher type of life is possible there? The beauty, the charm, the love, love. At the same time, vice versa. That is vice versa. As much as dedication intends towards Krishna, similar dedication reaction comes from Krishna. A finite person, he gives his whole thing, and the infinite, if he gives a small portion, more than enough, he cannot contain. So to have the chance of giving and taking in that sphere, how covetable and fortunate that state could be. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Turiya Krishna nahi sesapam mamba. There are other incarnations of Krishna. That are more or less busy with some official activity. Either here in this world of Maya or relief work, or in Vaikuntha also. But Turiya Krishna, he has got no duty attached. Always free, always enjoying freedom, free transaction, spurti. And no definite aim. At his sweet will he is moving there. So free. And so temperament of a prodigal. Free temperament, sweet with praying freely, and that can give anything and everything at its least pleasure. But it is such. Swarup Damodar and Sivas Pandit, they had a discourse in Puri during that Hera Panchami day. Sivas Pandit espousing the cause of Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Devi, in favor of Lakshmi Devi, so grandeur, so beauty, so all these things, splendor. And also casting a glance towards Vrindavan. What is there? There is only flower and the creeper and some tails here and there of the peacocks. What is there? Swarup Damodar could not contain, could not tolerate. Siddharth, you don't remember? You also have some touch with Vrindavan, with Vrindavan atmosphere, as Narada. Don't you know where the grandeur is enough? They become tedious with that grandeur, majestic being. One can feel feverish to stay always in the midst of grandeur. But in Vrindavan, so plain, humble, simple, that is a place for the highest realized soul. And There it has been described that there is an underground Mukti Swayam Dharmat Kamadada Smaya Pratiksha. Whenever necessary they are coming in, rushing in. They are all Kalpataru, the Kamadhenu. Whatever is necessary, only immediately supply. But naturally they are not. They are rather disgusted with the vanity of the splendorous life of splendor and gaya. And that is Krishna Yata Kukhala Sarvottama Naralila Narabhapu Tahara Saru. This is aprakita or kivala. Kivala. Aprakita. The highest, the fifth and the highest stage of existence. Aprakita. Like prakita. Okay? Kata varila?
Prakita kivala.
Prakita. Kivala. Conception of aprakita. Jyotika khala sadbhuttam narulila narubhapu tahara saru. Narubhapu tahara saru. Of all the display of the absolute good or beauty, his place in the form of this human nature, that reaches the supreme position, is job there. It includes everything. His spaciousness endless, all embracing, even which is seen to be blamable. That is also included in that highest place. Has passed. Nothing neglected. And that's so much beauty, having a touch of the highest, which is negligible, which is hated. We are accustomed to hate, to approach with hate and contempt and apathy. That is also harmonized in such a beautiful way. There is no room of rejecting everything. The fullest prayer, with fully dressed, the prayer is fully dressed to the extreme, thieving, the beating, quarreling, all these apparently mundane and hateful things are beautifully placed, adjusted there. So it has been the most spacious and the most the deeper essence of harmony had to be evolved to accommodate and adjust all these things. So very sweet and very nice, the deepest influence or deepest beauty so far we can guess has been drawn out to make all these things beautiful, more beautiful, more energy, more efficient and more best quality things have to be taken out to decorate, to make all these blamable things also to play the part of the enhance the beauty. In touch, everything is beautiful. That is more beautiful. That is stealing, the master is stealing, he is quarreling, he is doing so many objections. He has a next thing, he has engaged with a party. Very enjoyable. They are all that could take me away from his consciousness. They are utilized there. I have no room to fly away. Which side should I fly? If I come in connection with that, no space that I shall fly away from there. Everything will remind me about his, my master. Exhaustively dealt. Most exhaustively dealt. The beauty has flowed itself or whatsoever to the hardest extremity so as to embrace everything, and we have no place to run away outside. Captured, wholesale captured. However possibly our attention may be diverted, that is already captured there. Where should we fly? No room. Wholesale dedication, attraction, capturing. Wholesale capturing. Wholesale capturing. No way out. Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Sundara, Gurudev, Sri Gurudev. Swami Maharaj was such a great friend of mine. He went away still. He is with me through you all. So kind. He is with me. Forcibly engaging me. Where we shall get such a good friend, a kind friend, where shall I get it? Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold. A miserly minded man, indolent, habit, gold, holy gold, gold. Gold hari gold gold. Nidai gold hari gold. Palap. But I am talking, this is almost irrelevant. But you are giving some value. They are meaningless for the family. Pralap is like delirium. There is something like delirium. Ami ek batul tumi dithiyo batul patev tumaya mai hoi shamotul. I am an irrelevant madman, and you are also of that type.
Haribo!
So Mahaprabhu says, Haribo, both are of equal platform. So it has got no value outside in the public. No value. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The communist will say they're spoiling the country. Yes. There is one scholar, a historian, Rakhal Banerjee or something. And he dug out in Harappa the most ancient relics of the present civilization. He, in his history, mentioned that Chaitanya Dev is the cause of the downfall of Orissa Empire. Before Chaitanya Dev, Pratapruddha was only Hindu king, independent. All this, the Bengal and other portion of India, under Mohammedan Sanskrit rule. But Pratapruddha maintained his own Hindu kingdom. But after Mahaprabhu visited Orissa, Pratapruddha became his devotee, and the martial spirit was discouraged, and then Mohammedans attacked and take under their rule. So Chaitanya Dev is the cause of the fall of Orissa Empire. So Chaitanya Dev is to be blamed. Pratapruddha was spoiled by Chaitanya Dev. His martial spirit gone, and then came under foreign rule.
Javed.